Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zayich Refayin, Ruziva Kagun, B'Karav Mamesh. And the Mishnah continues talking about Leila Seder. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel used to say, Kol Shalei Amar Shloshet Dvarim Elo B'Pesach. Anyone that doesn't say these three things, not that he's just saying them, but he's saying them and explaining them, Lo Yatzei Dei Chavasai, he's not Yatzei Es Chiyuv. Ve'Elohein, these are the three things the person has to say. Pesach, Matzah, Maror, meaning he has to talk about the Karav Pesach, he has to talk about the Matzah, and he has to talk about the Maror. And what does he have to say? Pesach. Why is it that we have the carbon Pesach? Al shem shapasach hamakam abate avaseinu b'mitzrayim. It's because Hashem jumped over, skipped over the houses of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. By Makas Bechairis, we know that Hashem skipped over the houses of the Eden. Matzah. Why do we have matzah? Al shem shenigal avaseinu b'mitzrayim. Because we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. And we know that when we left Mitzrayim, we didn't have time to bake our bread, and it was baked into matzahs instead of regular bread. And maror. Why is it that we have maror? Al shem shemeru hamitzrayim eschay avaseinu b'mitzrayim. That's in remembrance that the Mitzrayim embittered the lives of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. And furthermore, b'chol dor v'dor chayav adam leiros es atzma ki'ilu hu yatzei Mitzrayim. Every single generation, a person has to view himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'igata levincha b'yemehu leimar, you shall tell your son in that day, saying, bavur ze asa Hashem li b'tesim Mitzrayim, it's because of this Hashem did for me when I left Mitzrayim. So we see that a person says, Hashem did this for me when I left Mitzrayim, as if the person himself left Mitzrayim. And now we move on with Seder night. This is getting all the way to the end of Magid, which is when we start saying Hallel, and this is the introduction to Hallel. Lefikach, therefore, anachnu chayavin lahoidais lahallel shabech lefar leroimim lahader levarich la'alei ulekaleis. We're obligated to praise Hashem. These are all different lashonos of thanks and praise and glorifying Hashem. Lemisha asal avisenu velanu as kol hanisim elu, to the one that performed all these nisim for our forefathers and us. Haitzionu meavdos lecheros, he took us from avdos to freedom, miyagan lesimcha, from sorrow to simcha, umeevil yontif, from mourning to yomtif, umefel argadol, from darkness to a great light, umishibu legeula, and from servitude to geula. V'naymer lefanav, halleluka. And we say before him, halleluka. Now once we started this discussion of Hallel, moving on to Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah says, ad heichen u'aymer, up until where does a person say Hallel at the end of Magid? We know that we start Hallel at the end of Magid, but we don't finish it until the part of Seder, which is called Hallel, which is after benching. So how much of Hallel does a person say by Magid? So Beis Shammai says, ad im habanim smecha, only up until im habanim smecha, which is the end of the first paragraph of Hallel. And the reason Beis Shammai holds this is because the second paragraph of Hallel starts out B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, and Beis Shammai prefers that we say B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim as close to Chatzos Halayla, as close to midnight as possible, because that's when Makas Becharis happened and when Pahari asked us to leave Mitzrayim. Beis Hillel says ad chalom shlamayin hamayim, until the end of the second paragraph. V'chaisin b'geula, and one concludes this part of the Haggadah, meaning one concludes Magid with a bracha of geula. Rav Tarfon says this is the nusach of the bracha Asher Galanu V'Galas Aviseinu Mitzrayim. The nusach of the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, the one who redeemed us and redeemed our forefathers from Mitzrayim. However, he doesn't conclude the bracha. This is all he says, according to Reb Tarfin. However, Reb Kiva says he concludes by saying this, Kain, Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu, Yagiyenu L'mayadim L'Ergalim Acherim Habayim L'Kaseinu L'Shalom. So Hashem, bring us to other Yomim Tovim that are approaching, meaning Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Regalim Acherim, which is referring to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Smechem B'Nyani Recha V'Sasim B'Avai D'Secha, happy in the rebuilding of your city, which is referring to Yerushalayim, and Sasim B'Avai D'Secha means joyful in your service. And we should eat from there the Zvachim, which is referring to the Karma Chagiga, and the Pesachim, which is referring to the Karma Pesach. And he continues this Nosach ad all the way up until he says, Baruch Ato Hashem, Gaal Yisrael. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Chesk, continue on with the order of the Seder. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.